Sitting over there, Miss Thornley. Thank you. Hold this gun, Miss Parchment. If either of them move while Miss Trent and I are making them comfortable, well, you know what to do.
Oh, rather, Mr. Temple. Here's the rope, Paul.
Thanks. Now for a dose of your own medicine, my friends.
What's all this jewelry on the table?
It's from a Malvern job, unless I'm very much mistaken.
Yes. Horace Daly and two other men arrived with it. I could hear them talking. Suddenly, they seemed to disappear. I could hear some sort of a trap door being opened, and then what sounded to me like a splash of some sort. I had a feeling...
Oh, that's interesting. So you've been getting rid of the small fry, eh, Doc?
I'll get you for this, Temple. I'll get you if it takes 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes, here's the trap door, all right. By Timothy, Steve, the river.
Mr. Temple, would you relieve me of this revolver? Yes, of course.
There's no necessity for it anyhow, now that our delightful friends are tied up. Steve, how many people arrived here tonight?
Three. Horace Daly, the man who admitted us to Ashdown House that time, and the other man we heard in room 7. I think his name was Dixie.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor was the first to arrive. He came alone.
I see.
Just before the doctor came, I heard the telephone. It was Max Lorraine. I could only just hear what Diana Thornley
was saying. She's lying. She's lying, I tell you.
They were obviously planning a getaway. I heard the girl mention Salzburg. When the doctor arrived, she said the knave would ring later.
Later? By Timothy, if he rings again, we might trace the call.
I tell you, she's lying. She's lying.
You blasted fool, Temple. You don't really think that...
That's him.
Yes. I'll answer it. Hello? Hello?
What's happened?
He's rung off.
Did you recognize the voice?
No, but we'll trace the call. Hello? Is that the exchange? This is Paul Temple speaking. I'm speaking for Sir Graham Forbes, Chief Commissioner of Police. I've just received a telephone call and I want you to trace it for me. Yes, yes, just this minute. It's very urgent, miss. This number is Evesham 9986. Yes, all right.
Is she tracing it?
Yes. Hello? Yes? Yes? What? What? I see. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Temple?
Where did the call come from?
It came from my own house, Steve.
From Bramley Lodge?
Yes. From Bramley Lodge.
Drink up, Horace. Why aren't you drinking?
Because I'm not a prize sucker, Doc. Stand away from that door.
Put that gun down, Horace. Don't be a damn fool.
Stand away from that door or I'll blow your blasted brains out. Drink up, Horace. Are you on the wagon, Horace?
Cheerio, Horace. Take this glass, though. Take it.
No, no.
What have you done with Dixie and Snow?
Tell you we haven't seen Dixie.
Don't tell your blasted lies. His car's at the back.
Now listen, Horace, if you take my...
I'm not taking anything from you and anybody else from now on, Doc. I'm giving the order, see? Now drink this.
No. No.
Drink it.
Here. I'll drink it.
You?
Yes. There's nothing in the glass except whiskey. Come, give me the glass. I'll prove it.
All right, Miss Clever, if that's how you feel about it. Here we are.
Thank you. Well, cheerio, Doc.
Oh, my face! My face! My God, my face! You know.
Smart girl.
What did you hit him with?
This revolver I had in my hand all the time, but I was frightened to shoot.
He's not dead.
No, but we'll soon... What's that?
It's Carr.
Who the devil can that be?
I can't see very clearly the window. What? Why, it's that woman, Miss Parchment.
Miss Parchment? Is she alone?
Yes, as far as I can see.
Open that cupboard door. We'll push Horace in there.
What about the river? Can't we...
No, we haven't time. It's all right. It'll be a hell of a time before he comes around. Can you still see that old dame?
Yes, she's coming into the inn. I say, Doc, who the devil is this woman?
Don't ask me.
She seems to be turning up all over the place. First she was at the little general, then she was at the yard when Skid was bumped off.
I reckon she's a tech.
And then what's she doing here?
Probably trying to find that girl, Steve Trent.
Well, she's got nerve, I'll say that for her.
And she's coming through the bar parlor. Stand away from the door.
All right.
Good evening, Miss Parchment.
Why, Dr. Milton, how very nice.
Come in here and drop that handbag. Drop it.
Very well.
Pick it up, Diana.
Okay. I do hope that gun isn't loaded, Doctor. Your hand's quite shaky.
Miss Parchment, what are you doing here at the First Penguin?
Well, really, Doctor, your tone of voice...
Miss Parchment, answer my question.
I came to see a friend.
Which friend?
A Miss Trent. A Miss Steve Trent. Now, don't tell me you've never heard of her.
How did you know Steve Trent was here?
How did I know? A bird told me, Miss Thornley. Not a little bird. Shall we say a pigeon?
Doc, she's only stalling for time. There's something in the wind that...
Drop that gun, Milton. Temple.
How the devil did you get here?
I came with Miss Parchment. I regret not having joined you earlier, but I had a little difficulty in locating Miss Trent. Steve, take his gun.
All right, Paul.
Would you mind sitting over there, Miss Thornley? Thank you. Hold this gun, Miss Parchment. If either of them moves while Miss Trent and I are making them comfortable, well, you know what.